You want to go play ball?
David Burbidge slides open a door at his Carmel Valley home. He and his wife, Sandy Schachter, step outside to play fetch with their dogs.
She won't bring it back.
The couple is in their 70s. They know it's quite possible they will outlive their two dogs, 7-year-old Juno and 14-year-old Argus. But they also know it's possible they won't.
You know, you never know when to have something for them.
What they have for them is a pet trust. The couple set aside some money for each dog to pay for their continued care after they pass away.
We'd like them to stay as spoiled as they are, just so they'd have a good life.
Back inside on the couch, 50-pound Juno jumps in Sandy's lap. She said initially the dogs were going to go to her niece.
And with a certain amount of money. And then afterwards, she got a new dog that didn't get along very well with any other dogs. So we thought, well, that's not going to be easy.
So the couple is leaving the dogs to Peace of Mind Dog Rescue. The Pacific Grove nonprofit specializes in rescuing older dogs from shelters and taking in dogs after their owners pass away or are too sick to care for them. Dogs who come to Peace of Mind live in foster homes until they are adopted. Carrie Broker co-founded the organization about 5 years ago after the death of a close friend.
And she actually considered having her dog euthanized because she didn't want her to end up in a shelter. She didn't want her to feel abandoned. And I said, don't worry, I will make sure that Savannah finds a good home.
Walking through the Pacific Grove headquarters, a poodle at her feet, Broker points out the pictures of rescued dogs on the walls.
This is a Trooper.
She says Peace of Mind aims to find good homes for all the dogs that come through its doors, even if they don't have a trust. And when a dog does, Broker says the person who adopts it won't know until the adoption sticks.
Then we would let that person know this dog actually had a pet trust that came with him. And so the people would send us invoices for veterinary care or whatever is listed in that pet trust as far as the expenses that the trust is to cover.
She says trusts can range from $5,000 to more than $100,000. And what they cover really depends on what kind of life the owner hoped for the dog.
If your dog, as they get older, if they have arthritis, do you want them to go for chiropractic adjustments? Do you want acupuncture? What vet do you want us to use? And so we get as much information in as much detail as possible so that we know that whatever money they leave for that dog is being spent, hopefully, as close to how they would have spent the money on their dogs themselves.
But the vast majority of dogs that come to Peace of Mind don't have a trust. Often the dogs come from pet owners who didn't plan ahead, and their grieving families are left overwhelmed.
The grief and all of the legal issues and estate stuff and the memorial service and all of that. And then the dog sometimes gets sort of low on the list of priorities. And so when they can bring that animal to us and know that the dog is going to be taken care of, it's just a huge weight off of their shoulders.
Which goes back to why Broker started the organization in the first place, to give people peace of mind. As Peace of Mind Dog Rescue nears its 5th anniversary, it's also nearing its 600th dog rescue. Chris Stallman's on KAZU News.